Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast here. I'm getting a little more regular now that the summer is ending. But there's a lot going on this weekend. I did a bunch of mowing, probably the last mowing of the year, unless something really strange happens. And we did some spraying on the mowed stuff that I did last week with the sprayer on the little utility vehicle. And I tore out a beaver dam this morning. We have a family of beavers that's in the little trout stream. And it seems about every 2 weeks this summer they've built the same dam over again. You'd think that they'd get the hint that I really don't want a dam right there in front of our culvert where it could make a huge lake and get the culvert's feet wet and wash out our road in a flood and stuff. But they just keep coming back. So that's okay. It's kind of like recreation for them and recreation for me. I'm having a great time tearing it out. And I got a bug in my ear. I'll tell you what, that's pretty bad. Richard was down when we were putting the canoe on the car. This little tiny bug flew into my ear and just went way in. Started buzzing around in there. I'll tell you, that is about the strangest thing. Have a bug crawling around in your ear. Blech. That was bad. So anyway, it's been a pretty good week here at the farm and getting ready to go back into the cities, but thought I'd do a Geezer Cast before I left. A couple of things in the New York Times sort of caught my eye this week that I thought I'd talk to you about my unborn grandchildren. This will be something that This first one, I'm sure, will be an interesting issue that's long resolved by the time you've heard this. The deal is that there was an article about pedophiles today in the New York Times, and I was reading the article, and I thought, well, you know, it's really interesting. The author has put an awful lot of detail in there about the online names of some of these people and quotes from blog entries that they've made. I wonder if I can find them. And it turns out that you can. It turns out that these things are super easy to Google. And I was thinking, well, that's an interesting kind of journalistic ethics problem, where if you're a journalist, you're supposed to protect your sources, but these are sources that are out on the internet. So, you know, there's no particular protection involved. But at the same time, you wonder whether it makes sense for them to put this stuff in there because it makes it so easy for people to use search engines like Google to find these sites. And if you're a pedophile looking for support, this was like the perfect roadmap to find some pretty horrendous sites. I went out and surfed around the sites a little bit. And you know, the interesting thing that's going on in the pedophile community is that they're starting to view themselves as an oppressed minority. And that, you know, the rights of kids are being abridged because the kids aren't being allowed to consent to sex with these older people. And so there's this huge support community growing on the internet for these folks. And I was thinking, well, I'm not sure if I was writing that article that I would make it quite that easy for pedophiles to find those sites. Just my thought on that. I wrote them a little, you know, they have the little automated letters to the editor thing. I'm not particularly interested in getting into the paper, but I did think I'd send the author a little heads up that says, you know, maybe you don't want the roadmap to be quite that good. We'll see if they reply. So anyway, that was one thing that hit me in the New York Times. The other one that hit me is real interesting, and it'll be interesting to see when you, my unborn grandchildren, are listening to this, whether this is still the case, but at least right now, there's a genre called country music. I imagine it'll still be around in 50 years, but you know, it's kind of the, it's starting to sound a lot like rock and roll used to sound, you know, if you thought back to the Elvis Presley era and stuff like that, a lot of the same musical elements are there. And the interesting thing this article in the Times was talking about was that if you're a Democrat, if you have sort of left-of-center views in your songs, you might as well not even attempt to get your stuff played, at least in country music distribution, because the agents and the stations and everybody, the record labels, just don't want to have anything to do with left-of-center music. They only want to hear redneck music, right-of-center music. Because the whole, I'm assuming, because the whole distribution chain, you know, all the radio stations and stuff like that, are only interested in right-wing music. There was this was an incident I remember, but it was cited in the article. The Dixie Chicks lead singer in a concert, I think in England, stood up in front of the audience and said that she was embarrassed to be, that Bush was our president because he's from Texas and she was from Texas, and she pretty violently disagreed with him. I can't exactly remember how she said it. Anyway, the sort of right-wing talk radio crowd and the right-wing music crowd just went crazy and basically bounced their records off the air. The way they got back on the air was to move their music out of the country genre and into the mainstream rock genre. And I think they're doing fine now and probably doing better as a result of taking that political stand. But it is an interesting thing to ponder how and sort of the commercial distribution interests are keeping certain political points of view out of the pretty mainstream culture. I mean, rock, country music is about as mainstream American culture as you can get right now, and it's just an interesting part of sort of the wiring up of America to be right of center when you know, folks can't get their stuff heard. So there's, for those of you who are listening now, not my unborn grandchildren, this article was talking about a group called Music Row Democrats. Music Row being a reference to Nashville. And these folks are Nashville songwriters who have left-of-center views. And if you want to support them with your dollars, they've got a CD out somewhere. I haven't gone and bought it, but if you Google on that, I bet it'll be there for sure. And they did some snippets of the lyrics. The lyrics sounded pretty frisky, so sounds like it'd be a pretty good gang to support. So anyway, that's it for this time. Beaver Dams, Bug in the Ear, a couple of pieces from the New York Times. Getting ready to head home. I'll see you the next time.